just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Not in Theaters.
What?
Just kidding, that's my husband's podcast.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back to Will You Accept This Rosé? I'm Lauren, always and forever
my mija.
Joined by my mom. Ma,
I'm Naomi.
Yes, that's her real name.
That's my real name.
This is a Bachelorette recap review podcast. Just going to take a second really quick to say sorry for not putting our newest episode or this episode out on Tuesday. We're recording on Tuesday. I was extremely tired after work yesterday, so I went to bed without recording. But I did watch the episode.
It happens.
Yeah. And I also wasn't feeling in the mood for drinking wine.
What?
Insert giant gasp. So that's another good thing, because I was today or tonight.
Yes.
And I have a little bit more energy. So what are we drinking today?
Today we're having Stella Rosa red apple. It's a white wine, grapes, and made with refreshing great red apples.
Yeah, it says it's supposed to have hints of red apples, and I was like, well, yeah, duh.
But yeah,
it's in the name.
Delicious.
It tastes very crisp. Yeah. Ish.
You're supposed to have it with fruits or cheese or and desserts. And I'm having it with nerds right now. Handfuls of it.
She finds boxes of candy and uses it in ways.
Yeah. So y'all need to get your popcorn ready and pull up a chair and listen to our podcast.
Or we pour some wine. Right.
We got some new wine cups.
Yeah, we have. They're wine tumblers.
They're cute.
They're real cute, lightweight. Got them half off at our HEB, which is a grocery store.
Mine's a pretty purple one.
Mine has watermelons on it.
It's pretty too.
But yeah, so we're using those today. Only downfall on those is they don't fit an entire bottle in both of them.
Yeah, but one bottle says that it's 3 glasses of wine. So we're trying to fit 1.5 in each of these tumblers.
I don't see the problem.
So we had to take a couple of hard drinks before we could bring it over to our table.
Had to finish off the bottle, and then also told her to drink out of hers, and I had to drink out of mine so I could close it.
Yes.
Anyways, so this week was hometowns.
Yes.
Finally.
Well, yes, but we were a little disappointed because we thought.
I know.
From the previews, we thought.
I didn't get my drama in, man.
You did not, right? It was kind of like smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, all around. Basically, so hometowns.
So I guess it's for fantasy suites, right?
Right.
That's what's next.
Mm-hmm. That's what's next.
When do they meet her people?
Well, that's what I said. It's really
normally.
It's really up to the person, because sometimes the people don't want them to meet until they're sure that they, you know, they are going to take them to their family or whatever.
Oh.
So sometimes they just, it's kind of up to them. Like, okay, I want y'all to meet my family now, but. It's kind of like the week of hometowns as well. I mean, not hometowns.
Fantasy suites.
Fantasy suites, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, when did we say was the finale?
We did it. We said we thought July.
Ooh, I'm going to look that up right now. Quick pause. Okay, we're back. So it is July 29th is the finale date, which means we have 3 more weeks.
All right.
What you were saying, and I need to, I want to order the Stella Rosa Gold for the finale day.
Yes?
All right.
Cool. And we have to have a whole spread.
I know.
Yes.
We have one. No, we have 2 more left, so that'll be perfect.
All right.
Yeah, so you were just saying that next week is the Fantasy Suites, then the following week would be the Men Tell All, and then the following week would be the finale.
Right. There you go.
All right. So my drama with Luke has to happen next week, right?
Has to. Looks like it.
And then Men Tell All should be kind of interesting,
yeah,
too.
Because if he goes home, then he'll be there. And then they'll all talk to him.
Yeah.
He's going to be that one that they all attack. If he's there.
I think he would be.
Poor Luke. I know all y'all are like, what? I still just feel bad for him. I don't like people being attacked. Despite their character.
When I would get mad at people, like road rage, but not really. I mean, now I do, but I don't. But back then I didn't. She would always tell me, you don't know what kind of day they were having. Like, it could have been having a bad day. And I was like, okay, but they're on their way to get water. So,
yeah,
that doesn't count.
It's like, just whatever. Just don't even let it bother you. Ugh, just let it go. Let it go.
All right. So let's jump into the four guys and their hometowns. Mm-hmm. Her first was Peter.
Hometown was with Peter.
Yeah.
Peter is the pilot. The pilot from Westlake Village, California. So that's where they went.
So, and he lives like down the street from the mansion, she said. I mean,
well, yeah, right. But they showed, you know, the way they showed it was with them flying. So yeah. It kind of looked even closer.
Well,
but
yeah. Well, I don't know, but still. Yeah. But yeah. So, of course, since he's a pilot, he took her on a private ride.
Yeah, he said, let's go for a ride.
Seeing the city. That's when they flew over the mansion, and then they flew and saw where he lives.
And he also had a nice ride. Do you see that Mercedes?
Yeah, his Mercedes. And then she started like going in and checking out the console.
I know. What did she
found buy? Empty thing of Altoids, I think, some gum and a rubber.
I know. He's like, oh, I'll embarrass. He's like,
put that away.
She's like, what do you think is going to happen in this car? Nothing's going to happen in here except kissing. Right? Too cute. Too cute. So they were cute. She did say that when she was young and, you know, kind of playing with her Barbies, that's when she thought that it was somebody like Peter that she she could see herself with.
Right.
Like Peter's a kid.
I like Peter. How old is Peter again?
Peter is 27.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's a good age.
Yep.
So after they're driving and they're flying, that's when they went to his actual house. He kept saying throughout his day that he was falling crazy in love with her and kept saying it and kept saying it. And then I think he finally told his mom that he was in love with her.
Yeah.
But
he didn't tell her.
But he never told her.
Yeah, but he didn't tell her. So they went through. So they saw his mom, his dad, his brother. And everybody's talking about how the brother is a cute one, too. He's 27. No.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's.
I don't know.
He's younger. I mean, he's younger, but they're all talking about, hey, he's kind of cute.
His whole family was saying how Peter's a guy who, when he goes into something, he goes all in. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for him to get all out, basically.
He's a hopeless romantic. And so
His last relationship was kind of hard got hurt or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a history there. And so they're all worried that he's going to get his heart broken again.
Right.
But they are all saying that they could see how happy he was.
Yes, exactly. Their family kind of threw me for, like, when they sat down, they did a little prayer chant.
Oh, when they were eating a German prayer. But they were also speaking Spanish.
Right. That's what I was saying. So, or the mom was.
Oh, maybe. I don't even know.
Something.
Because
she talked more of the Spanish.
Note more. Right. That's right. Yeah, they didn't note more on that.
So
but
it was just, yeah.
Yeah, that German prayer. And then the dad was like, it's gotten louder and louder over the years, too. That was kind of cute, though.
Yeah, it was cute.
I mean, there wasn't anything that completely stood out in a lot of these hometowns.
No.
But
kind of quiet, right? Yeah. They were supposed to, you know, they're always supposed to take them somewhere and do something with them that they like to do. So Peter took her on a flight.
Right.
Over California.
Has she, I know, because in a couple of them they were saying how they talked about, you know, the future and stuff like that. I don't feel like she's talked like that with every single one of them, like as far as like their careers and stuff and how it would look and that type of thing.
Right. I don't even know. I mean, what's her career? Does she have a career?
Bachelorette.
Reality star.
I don't think she has one right now.
Yeah,
because you said even before this she was just the Miss Alabama.
Yeah, but she had to have some
sweet home Alabama.
Oh my goodness,
that was terrible.
I would join in, but I don't know the next line.
That's literally all I know.
That's too. It. But let's see. Well, they did add a kiss count to Peter.
Oh yeah,
I have 15.
Yeah, I didn't get Peter's
and a makeout session.
You gotta mark him.
Okay, I'm gonna mark him. It's so funny over here. Peter's on top, and he's right next above him is John Paul Jones. And I thought, wow, John Paul Jones got a lot of kisses.
Oh, but you moved into his square.
They're Peter's. No, they're Peter's kisses the whole time.
Yeah.
Yep. I was just looking at the wrong thing. All right, so I'm gonna add his 15.
So Peter got 15, and he said one makeout session. Mm-hmm. She always likes making out with Peter. And Tyler.
There you go, ma'am.
So we'll leave that, and then we'll do each one as we go on, I guess.
All right, cool.
So then leading, I mean, that was it with Peter. Not much else. Okay. Said goodbye.
Well, okay, so to me, at all the hometowns, you always know that you're going to get that mom or that dad or whoever that comes to the bachelor or bachelorette and tell them, you know, okay, I know my son or daughter is here with you, but I know that there's others still there. And how are you?
They all say that.
They all say that. Yeah. And how are you with the others? Do you feel the same as them, or do you feel, you know?
She'd be like, I don't know. Watch the show.
It's like, oh yeah, there's still four. There's still three others, and it's you're gonna go into that with parents getting ready to ask you, so you got to be prepared.
I felt like Hannah was very transparent and open and honest in all her talks with the families.
Yeah, I want to see what you think about each set of parents. Did you feel like one was more welcoming than the other, or one was more open or understanding, or what how did you feel about his parents?
About Peter's parents, they were pretty welcoming.
Yeah. When you think about
I mean, I think they were probably the most.
Yeah. And he
wasn't very judgmental.
And the other thing that I was thinking of, I kind of wanted to compare each guy as they said goodbye to her, like when they put her in the limo.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to see what would happen at each time. So Peter gave her a few extra kisses, and then he told the driver, take care of my girl.
Yeah.
Right. So that was cute.
He was sweet, but also understanding that this is just part of the thing. You know, like you have to say goodbye, and she has to go to other guys' houses.
I don't know where I would like to be if I was one of the, you know, like 1, 2, 3, or 4, which is the best.
Oh yeah,
best position to be in to go see. We both thought that Luke's visit was gonna be last, but we were both
wrong. That's because we thought
there was gonna be some kind of drama. Right. Yep.
But now,
okay.
So then her next hometown was with Tyler in Jupiter, Florida. And he took her boat riding.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of dancing. I don't think they really ate, but they were like at a restaurant. Oh, they had drinks.
Yeah.
They had drinks, and then they started dancing at the restaurant when the music started up over there.
Obviously, ABC ran out of money.
It's because it's on the guys' dimes now.
It's all of y'all. Exactly. There was nothing extravagant about any of it.
It was like, I can only afford 2 happy hour margaritas now.
Yeah. Right. And hometown band.
Yeah.
And she got up there and she was jamming out with him.
He was like, you want to go dance or something like that? And she was like, really?
Yeah.
All right, sure. Let's do it.
And he said it for the beginning. He was the one that came out acting like that dancer.
Oh, Footloose.
Footloose.
Oh, no.
Kick up some issues. Ooh,
I don't know. I like to dance to that, but I get super tired.
All right. So.
Oh, no. Anyways.
And he's a contractor.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So pilot, contractor right now so far. This is where we are. She's down too.
And his was the dad who was in the hospital before he left.
That's right.
So and Tyler hadn't seen his dad since he left. And he left him kind of like, I don't remember, was he still in the hospital or he just got out?
I think he had just gotten out, and he said that everybody had to kick in and step up.
Yeah, step up. Yeah. He wanted to know if his brother stepped up. He knew his mom would, but still, like, he kind of left them to pick it all up. But the good thing, I mean, the one of the things with that was his brother was saying how seeing him in a different light like that, like him taking charge
yeah.
and more, I guess, more an adult role, basically.
Because
to me, even still, after the hometowns, to me, Tyler just feels like a fun, adventurous boyfriend to have.
All right.
But not the guy to settle down with type of thing.
Hmm. All right. Yeah.
And how old is he? He's 26. No, see, I don't know.
He doesn't look 26, right?
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he looks older.
He does look older.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's just my take on him, my feel on him. Because with Peter, I kind of feel like Peter has it a little bit more together.
Mm-hmm.
He's more on the path of marriage and that type of thing instead of just the boyfriend. So, I don't know. That's my opinion.
That's your opinion.
Yeah.
So, he took her by where he used to live.
Kind of stood off basically. And
said, that's where I live.
Before the market crashed.
Or they lost their money or whatever it was. Yep. So they've been through a lot and I guess he's doing all right. Yeah. Doing all right. What is his kiss count?
He got 16.
Oh, so kind of pretty close. You want to mark him up?
Oh, yeah, because he's over here.
Yep. I'll move it that way. Oh, Chihuahua. Jeez Louise. Tyler, and I think Tyler, when I was looking at him, I think Tyler and Peter are about the same height.
Oh, height, because you were trying to judge by where they were standing. Ended.
Yeah.
No, Tyler's taller.
Okay. He's like the tallest, right?
Yeah. We didn't add their heights on here.
He's the tallest, Luke's the shortest.
Yeah, Luke that. Is pretty short.
But she's still
but he's still taller than her in heels. And to 90% of the women, that's all that matters.
Yeah, as long as I can wear my heels, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's good.
His dad was saying how when like they walked in, he could tell like the realness in his eyes. And he could be like, oh my gosh, he could actually be in love.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing him in that light, I think his dad was a little taken back, but still happy for them.
Yeah.
So to me it was nice to see most of the guys had parents who could tell right off the bat.
Yeah, that they were happy considering. I mean, because this is a very awkward way to meet people and date people.
Oh,
and
for sure.
So you're just gonna have
if things. One of your kids did this, aka my little brother, because he's like the only one left. if he went this route, what would you, I mean, I don't know. Cause I think it's kind of different because you've seen the shows, you kind of know what to expect and that's kind of a different perspective, but what would you do if they were coming to the hometowns and you were the parent?
Oh God.
How do you
that's such a loaded question. I need those loaded baked potatoes right there, Chips.
To answer this question, not sponsored by Lay's.
No, H-E-B again. Thank you, H-E-B. I don't know. Because
it is so different, it's different, but you're still a parent. I don't know. Yeah,
exactly. And that's just the way things are now. Things are changing. Like you said, you couldn't date nowadays because of the way that it is. I mean, we were just watching a show right now where relationships are just sometimes just on text messaging.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Have you ever seen the show Catfish?
Yes.
That's
all it is. Right?
Yeah. They like talk to each other through text message and messaging for like 2 years.
And when they actually have to talk to each other, it's awkward.
They never meet up.
It's awkward. Yeah. Right. Or that's a problem.
Awkward.
That's the problem. But yeah. So I don't know. It's just different. And so how would I be if Nathan brought somebody home? I don't know, just like he is right now. I'm like, hello.
Hello.
Are you good the wrong morning. One or should I look for another?
Can you get out of my house now? Thanks, bye. That's me.
That's Lauren. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye. You don't pay rent. Neither does my son. Get out.
God.
Both of y'all. Go together.
Jeez.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, again, not much to say with Tyler's. It was a pretty smooth sailing meetup.
She was happy at the end of that one too.
She was asking all the parents,
and she what? Big time. He climbed up into the limo with her.
Oh yeah, when they were leaving, classic Tyler.
Well, she said at the beginning. Remember, they were putting suntan or sunblock
before they got on the boat.
Yes, And she's like, well, we do have an attraction, but I got to see if he's really
but there's ready more than that, yeah,
to get married.
That's what I was going to say. She was asking all the parents the same question on whether the guy was actually ready to do the next
step. Yeah, because you do, your parents know you better than anybody else.
That's true.
And so you do want their input because you know whether they are ready or not. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think asking the siblings is the best thing.
Yeah. And did they have, did Tyler most of them have siblings?
Yeah.
I mean, because I know Peter had the brother, and the brother's the one that said right away, can I go off and talk
right,
to you?
He was the first one to take her. Mm-hmm. Tyler had a brother. Yeah, because he said, I want to see if my brother stepped up. Yeah, but I don't remember seeing him.
I
keep thinking of Luke's brother and then Peter's brother.
Yeah. But no, so it wasn't very...
nothing much going on. Smooth sailing hometown so far.
Literally sailing. It was funny because the first
no thing, alligator sightings.
No, the first one was on a plane, and then she went on a boat, and he told her, and I can drive this a lot better than I could ride a horse or drive a horse.
She's like, thank God.
for real. So yeah, so I was like, okay, what's the next thing going to be, a train?
I know. Nope, it was Bible study.
Oh, Luke.
So, yeah, leading into the next hometown, it was with Luke.
Yep.
In Gainesville, Georgia.
Georgia. Oh, Georgia on my mind.
Does
she feel home now? Does she feel like she was at home now?
I know, right? Mm-hmm. He had 5 kisses and 1 makeout session.
All right.
Is what I caught. And he's on my
side. He's on your side. Okay. 5 kisses and 1 makeout session. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1. Ow. He's still falling behind because of all those weeks of drama.
Still, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He had a pretty smooth sailing hometown, which was refreshing for both of them.
Yeah.
However,
I mean, she heard stuff finally.
Well, she said it was nice to hear people gathering around him, supporting him, and praising him rather than what she's been getting at the mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but my thing is,
sorry.
Or when I was like listening to it, like his dad and his brother were just saying, that's not Luke. Who've you seen? That's not Luke. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but it is. It is him in a certain situation that he probably shouldn't be in, but regardless of the way that he's handling it, is him. That's who he is.
Yeah, because people were talking about how he's a very helpful person, very giving,
right?
Wants to help people.
Yeah,
makes them happy.
Trying to always be friends with people, you know, having a good time type of thing.
Yeah.
Which, okay, don't get me wrong, I think that is also part of him, but like he said, he had a past where he was, I think, just being a regular person. Like,
yeah.
I don't think it was anything super bad, but he was saying chasing sex and all that stuff.
Yeah.
He has a past like that. And so I think that's still who he is. That's still a part of him, but he's trying to be better. And so everybody around him in his circle sees the newer, better version.
Yeah.
But it's still there.
Right.
It comes out in whatever situation he has to deal with.
Yeah. I mean, because the people that they were talking to were the people that he knows right now.
Right.
Kind of like to ask the people who
I know him back in his quote-unquote bad phase is whatever.
See how he was and see what they think. Say that's the real Luke or that's the real Luke.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, okay, we change. People change.
For sure.
Yeah. So, no, you know, nothing there about
But about I wouldn't be able to believe somebody telling me that that's not the person, that's not him, if that's the only person I've been seeing for weeks on end.
But again, it's sometimes when you got your back up against the wall and people are just coming at you, you gotta do something sometimes.
But that's still him. He's gonna go through life going through situations, not exactly like that, but going through situations where his back is against the wall. Is he gonna handle it that same way?
Knocking somebody down to the ground.
Yeah, exactly. Are we ever going to be able to play rugby? You know, like,
who was that? Who did he knock down?
Luke S. Battle of the Lukes, remember?
That's right. Oh my gosh. Can't wait for the men tell all. That's going to be awesome. Because all these highlights coming back.
So, yeah. He had a good all in all.
Yeah.
Well, his dad was surprised.
It was different. I mean, it was different. Very different from, you know,
for
what
Luke,
you think.
It was different.
Luke said, okay, I'm going to take you somewhere that I go to, that I, something that I do once a week or whatever. So he said, let's go to a Bible study.
Yeah.
So they got together.
She liked that.
She liked it. Yeah. They said prayers, and then the guys gathered around Luke and the girls gathered around her, and they just said a prayer and broke off, and then he went to go to the family. So that was kind of different.
Mm-hmm. It was different for sure. Refreshing. I'm sure it was way more refreshing for Luke because he didn't have to be in a high stress level situation all the time, defending himself all the time.
Right. So how about that?
Yeah.
Surprise.
But I don't know. I was laughing when they kept saying it's not him. The guy you've seen for the entire time that you've known him, that's not him.
Or that you're describing, because it was just like, yeah, description. She kept saying this and this and this.
Yeah.
And I mean, when she would say, I had to put him in his place, I had to tell him to stop.
Because the dad was like, well, as long as you were on his side, that was probably good. And she was like, no, I wasn't. And he was like, oh.
Like, oh,
shit. Whoa, what?
Yeah. I know, right?
Like, no, your son's not handling it well, which is completely understandable because this is a situation not made for everybody.
Yeah. But yet here he is.
Yeah. Still here.
Made it to the four. Yeah. Still here. I think the father said about him, was it his father? He said, when he got picked to be on it, he goes, I was just hoping that he didn't go home the first week. Was it him? Do you remember that?
I think
it was.
Maybe.
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
I was going to say it's either him or Tyler. But yeah.
I think that. Yeah. So it's like, oh, was it Tyler?
I don't remember. Because he said it's a small town. So I don't know if Jupiter or Gainesville is a small town. I don't know. I live in a big city.
Very big city.
So yeah, not much happened with him. They went on about their day. Mm-hmm. They both said it was refreshing. Mm-hmm. It was a happy ending. Yeah. Nothing happened. No drama.
Right.
So that was good for Luke.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then we went to Jed.
Yes.
Jed got 5 kisses. All
right.
And he was, he's from Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the marker?
Oh. You have it because you did it last. You did it? There you go. 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And what else?
It's all crooked. Nothing. That's it.
That's it.
Just 5.
Dude.
Did you do Jed's?
No, I didn't get it.
Because I think I stopped.
I had two, so I stopped.
I don't think that's his complete one, because I stopped up until before they went to his house.
Okay.
Which I'm pretty sure he probably only got 2 more than that.
After that?
If maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Like when she left.
Yeah. You know, the thoughts going through my head during that hometown, I kind of felt like this was all planned, pre-planned.
Okay.
That if he made it to hometowns, then they would come out and say, you know, he's not really ready for it. So then she would eventually eliminate him from that group. And so she said it was totally not what she was expecting. Totally didn't come out the way she thought it was going to happen. But
do you think?
What? And I was going to say, because we haven't talked about what they did.
Oh.
But.
Do you think that because of the, and I still haven't gone deeper into Jed's situation that came out in the articles.
Yeah.
But do you think that his family knew, like, if his intention was to come in to promote his
music,
singing, songwriting,
mm-hmm.
and he told that girl or whatever, do you think he also told his family, like, hey, I'm going to do this because I'm going to go promote myself?
Probably, because the mom said straight out his priorities are his music.
Yeah, but she also was like, this is surprising that he's actually willing.
Yeah.
Willing to try this or willing, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. he's, mm-hmm. I don't know what, I think that's what she said.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm like, what do you mean it's surprising that he's actually willing to try this out? I don't know. So I was like, mm-hmm. like to me, it kind of seemed like they knew that too.
Yeah.
But he hadn't talked to them since then or something.
Well, I mean, so yeah. So surprisingly, not. The stuff that they do is they go to a studio and write a song and sing a song about their journey. And so, I mean, it was really a cute song, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
However, Jed's not going to do very, I don't think he's, you know, his music is not going to, he's not, I don't think he's going to get very far with his music.
He's nothing outstanding to me.
Yeah. So he's, you know.
And I'm not a critic, but I'm not a.
Yeah.
Anybody in the industry. I'm a consumer.
Right. So, you know,
he ain't special.
Yeah. It's like, no. So, I mean, he's a cute singer songwriter that for just one on one write a song. Uh-huh. And that's it.
But to be the cute boyfriend with a guitar.
Right. That's about it. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, the big bomb, I mean, aside from it not going so great with him, the big bomb was he ends up telling Hannah that he loves her. And he's the only one that she's told that she's falling in love with him. Mm-hmm. But then at the end, I mean, I'm jumping ahead. We'll come back to Jed. But then at the end, she tells Chris that all of them have been head to head and just like continuously battling for that top spot. Yeah. Nobody's one ahead, goes up, nobody's one
goes
behind.
Down, one goes
right.
up, one goes down, one goes up. Yes.
Which was surprising to me, because if you tell only one person that, wouldn't you think that their relationship is the one that's more in the lead?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. I didn't get that.
I think because the way they feel was one thing, and then the way that the hometowns turned out kind of made it drop
a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like, okay, wait a minute. His family's saying that he's not necessarily ready for this.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if he's right. And she's like, you know, looking for her husband. Looking for a husband.
I don't
write that song. Looking for a husband.
I think it's already a track.
What's that song by Taylor? What's her name? Mr. I don't know. Where she says, dear Mr. Husband.
Megan Trainor. Dear. Dear future lover.
No.
Future husband.
Right?
Future husband?
Yes. Dear future husband. Da, da, da,
da, da, da, I like Megan Trainor. What the heck is she doing lately?
I don't know.
I used to know all the words of that song too, and now
it's
I'm just like,
cute. Oh. It was a cute song. I want to just move my hips to that song.
Yes, cute.
Okay. Catchy song.
Yeah, it really is. She talks with Hannah's mom and Hannah's mom, Jed's mom and Jed's sister.
Yeah.
Ooh. And they're both very critical of everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of like, ooh.
His sister was like me.
Yes, exactly. Right. Honest and straightforward.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And cautious of what you're gonna do, my brother.
Right.
Yes.
So I mean, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
to me.
It's also like,
and his mom was real skeptical.
Yeah, she said she was one that was like, you know, I don't think this is
him. I'm just doing this because I'm supposed to do this. I don't really think this is gonna go anywhere. That's the vibe I got from her.
Is it? I don't know. I've seen shows where one of the father or the mother just don't do it because they don't want to do it. Like last year, one of the girls had, her dad was a judge.
Oh, like not even show up on scene.
Right. And he was like, no, he was supposedly out of town or whatever. It's like, but yeah. So I think,
especially if it's like for a career issue, know. You know, like,
right. Exactly. No. Like, I know. Right. Mess that up. So no, yeah. No. So no, she, both of them, the mom and the daughter, just kind of made it look like, no.
Do you think
you still have other guys? And yeah. No.
Do you say that to all of them?
Mm-hmm. And she said, no, I haven't actually. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think she just, I mean, it was an awkward situation, but she was just
so like, mom was like, oh, well, okay. At least there's that.
I guess I'll take that. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So
do you think that they're not doing her side because she said her parents are still together, but they don't really, I guess, get along well, or don't really communicate well or something. So do you think like they're not doing it because,
or just not
they
yet.
Shouldn't be?
I think they're just not doing
it. I guess
it
we'll
yet.
See. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We haven't seen any previews on that either though.
Yeah. Usually a first side or anything. Start,
yeah. So we'll
and
see.
And then her two friends from the last season kind of dropped off.
Yep.
Like they were there for the first three episodes.
And that's it.
And then like they ain't helping when it really counts. Like where you at?
I know, right? They got to be stalking their buddies.
Yeah.
Social media stuff.
Really.
By now.
So Jed's was kind of a bust. I mean, not really. It's understandable that normal people would be very questionable, very skeptical, but...
Yeah, but what I've heard is that everybody's giving her giving Jed's ex-girlfriend a hard time on social media.
Oh, really?
Yes. And so because of that, supposedly, Peter's ex-girlfriend?
Yeah. Declined to That's ask. What I told you last time.
Yes. That's
but I haven't looked further into it.
Feather
into it.
And she takes another sip of her wine. Have a look feather into it. All right.
So that was Jed's. That's where they left him to the end.
Yeah.
I want to know what actual order they went in, though. Of course I won't, but I want to. Like, who she actually went to first.
Like, 1, 2, 3, 4, like, for real? I thought that's the way you went.
I don't think so.
You don't think
so? I mean, I think the editing saved Jed's to the last because his was the one that had the most drama.
That's true.
So then that leads us into the rose ceremony.
That was a little controversial.
Nobody went home. Nobody.
Nobody?
And when Chris was talking to Hannah, she was, like, waiting for him to be like, okay, well, you can just keep all four. Mm-hmm. But it sounded like he was like, all right, I'm sorry, but you gotta have to get rid of one.
You gotta do it. And she was like peeling the petals off of that one rose. And I was like, oh, she's not gonna give him it. I thought for a brief moment she wasn't gonna give either of those two guys one. And she's just gonna narrow it down to two right away. I was like, boom. Last two.
Finale. Next season. next episode. Week.
Yep. So no. So
nobody went. Well, so she gives out Peter's, mm-hmm. then she gives out Tyler's, mm-hmm. and then she pauses, and then she's like, I just, and then she walks off.
She couldn't
pick.
Yes. And she said,
and that's when she told Chris that both of them are head ahead.
Yep. And she said, I don't want to send one home because I'm not done with these relationships. I don't know where they're going to go, where they're going to leave. Just can't do it. She's going to break down.
Yeah. So. She said that she was hoping that even before she was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just hoping that once I get in there, I'll have a little bit more clarity.
Yeah.
So she never did. So four people to the fantasy suites.
Yeah. However.
Wait, is it normally four? Or is it three?
I think it's three.
Oh.
Yeah. I think
so
it's
however
three.
What?
Well, however, after that, Jed felt so
discouraged. I'm just trying to think of what the word would be. Yeah, because he's like, he was saying, I don't want to be in the same category. Like, you really couldn't choose between me and him.
Right, exactly.
So he's not feeling about it. But mm-hmm. in the previews, he was just like having a good time on the date. So right. I think he got over it, but I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know because, he can't see himself being equal with Luke.
Right.
He's like, no way. We're two totally different people. And it's always been him and Luke. Remember the very beginning he walked in on them? Kissing and massaging each other.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's always been them too. So it hasn't been very good for him from the beginning. It's kind of always like that one that finds that her girlfriend messing around with somebody else. It's like, God dog, Luke. It's always in the picture. And Luke's like, no, she's my wife.
Oh, okay.
Go away. Yeah. So, So she came back out and she stood there.
And then Chris was like,
we're like roses Chris, where you been, Chris, all this time?
I was on vacation.
Yeah.
I was at, what is it? Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes. So he comes out with two, it lays down two roses. And then she hands it out to Luke first, right? And then Jed.
Yeah.
And
then Jed didn't get his till last.
Yeah. So it's like, okay. She was all happy.
I know. And he was like, okay,
I'll take it, I guess.
I know.
Wouldn't it have been kind of crazy if he would said no? Like, right?
Yeah.
Shocker.
That late. I've been like, yeah, well.
Yeah, I would have. I mean, because if he's not feeling it.
Right. What's his name? Jed taking Mike's spot.
Jed?
For being the next bachelor.
Nah.
You don't think so?
Uh-uh. I think it's still Peter and Mike.
I think she's just going to end up with Peter, though.
Think she's gonna end up with Peter?
I hope so. I like Peter. Peter's kind of my number one now.
Okay.
Oh, so also going back to Jed's, I told you when we were watching it that I was like, Jed's just weird in this one. He just seems super weird.
Yeah.
Which is completely like what? Because he's at his hometown. You know, mm-hmm. you would think he would be more comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just got a really weird vibe from him.
I thought that because he was home, you know how sometimes you're always afraid you're gonna run into somebody?
Like your ex-girlfriend?
Right. and like, oh, okay, I'm gonna take her over here, way over here, way over here, so that way nobody will, she won't find Miss.
I'll take her to this studio I never been to.
Yeah, I heard that she had a hard time watching the show, and especially when they had their one-on-one, that she broke down crying and was really upset.
What?
Yeah,
you're reading articles without tagging me in them.
Sorry.
Rude.
Rude. Okay, you're working, mija. I'm home.
Okay. That doesn't mean you can't tag me.
I could tag you. I'll tag you. Tag your it.
So nobody went home.
Nope.
Fantasy Suites are next week.
Yep.
Those will be interesting. Hopefully I get my Luke drama.
Hannah's happy. Right now.
So far.
Right now.
For now.
For now. She's happy.
She just keeps proving that everything's on your own terms. You can call the shots.
Yep.
So that's good.
I know.
I still like her. I'm rooting for her, but I don't know.
You don't know.
When I was looking up the finale date, one of the articles said, is Hannah officially single or something? And I was like, no.
What?
No.
Don't tell us that.
I didn't ask for that. I asked for the date of the finale. What? Can't just spring stuff on me like that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, no.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know, guys. It could just be, the media, but we'll see. We're going to have to read some articles. I'm going to need to look at some drama.
I avoid the ones that say
spoilers.
Yes, spoiler alert. It's like, okay, I can't go there.
I can't either. I'm too invested now.
But Peter moved up to your number one.
Yeah, Peter's my number one. Jed dropped down. I guess Jed's. Who do we have left?
Who do we have left?
Four guys. Lauren. I'm already in Mike season. Like, give me Mike as the bachelor. I'm ready.
You're gonna be still disappointed. Just announcing.
I know. I'm gonna be so devastated, and I'm gonna boycott forever. Nobody listen to me.
I know.
We put want it to Mike. A vote. Ask we America.
Want, we want Mike. Yeah. I think they like Peter too. Did I tell you? But you're like, you want Peter to go with him.
Peter's a guy. Yeah. Peter's a good guy too. A good choice. But I just want Mike. Mike is a different dynamic.
Yeah.
I would say we've had, but I don't watch the show.
Yes.
Before the season. Yeah. So
but you're right. You're right. They haven't. Have they ever had a African American?
No.
No.
That was a thing. They were saying that would be the first one. They have had a bachelorette, no?
Yes, they have. Yeah.
Like she was last? Cute.
I don't know. I can't keep up. It's like the NFL and the NBA and. One every year, you just forget unless you're a guy, then you remember all that stuff.
Oh, okay. I don't
know. I'm supposed to remember this stuff, right?
So I mean, honestly, nothing too awesome to talk about this episode.
Nothing hopefully too dramatic. We
get more of a film the next episode. That sounds really bad because these are like real people living these lives. And we're just like, come on guys, give us some drama.
No,
that's TV for you.
I know, right? Darn. We had to go to some other show to watch drama.
I know. Like while all three of these guys were like smooth sailing hometowns, I was like, this is kind of boring. Like, ain't nobody going to say nothing?
I know, right? Like, God, that's it?
When does she yell at Luke? That's all I want to know.
I know. We were waiting for that, right?
Like when she was at Luke's hometown, I was like, wait. Do you remember what outfit she was wearing in the preview when she was yelling at him? And my mom was like, no. I was like, dang it. Was it this one? Because I feel like she was wearing leather. But it wasn't.
No. Darn it. Yeah. It's like, okay, we have to wait another week.
Before. That's how tuned in we are to everything going around. And the surroundings and the previews. Yes, right. And like, what are they wearing? Okay, it's going to happen in this scene. Like, that's how
it's funny.
We're all in, guys.
It's funny how we would... go back and, okay wait, which guys are in this one?
Yeah,
for next season, for right. I mean for next episode.
Who's gone? Who's,
who's gone?
Gone?
Who's gone? Elimination.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Can't wait to see Cam back again.
You know he's gonna have to say ABC, always be Cam.
Always be Cam.
Like, I'm gonna need you to go home, just go back to Austin.
Yeah. How funny. All right, so we got down to four still.
We're still down to four. Going into Fantasy Suites of four. She can't decide.
Something might happen.
Those should be. She should definitely know after that, like, which ones to cut.
Right.
But does that mean she's supposed to cut two next thing?
Yeah. He's, no. I think she cuts one. Unless she cuts himself.
Unless Jed takes himself out.
I don't know. I mean, because I'm trying to think at the end, there's always like, Or is it two? I don't know, man.
You're terrible.
I know I am, right? That's horrible, right?
You're supposed to know this. You watch this like every season.
I do, but I keep seeing like multiple people at the end.
Oh my gosh. So we're ready. Next episode, we'll be here. Be back on schedule. Sorry, guys. Yeah. I was tired. It's life.
Life happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So until next time.
Yes.
Will you accept this rosé?
I will. Ding.
Plastic.
Tumblers. Bye, y'all.
Bye.